fitting talk radio.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
Alex.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score.
Sweet liberty, sweet liberty.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals?
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this 18th day of October 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. We have Sean Kradish joining us coming up in about 20 minutes to discuss news that we broke here on air yesterday on the Genesis Network. Ed Brown gassed, tortured in deprivation tank. Tax protester speaks for the first time since arrest in prison cell. In a disturbing audio clip, Ed Brown speaks for the first time since his arrest and relates how he was gassed by noxious fumes for 3 days in a detention center, as well as being put in a deprivation tank for 15 hours. You know, John, I might have sent this to you before the show. I forgot. You might want to go up to prisonplanet.com and go into the story, Ed Brown gassed, tortured in deprivation tank, to grab that audio so we can air some snippets of it later. Sean, who has been running the website MakeTheStand.com, one of the main websites putting out Ed and Elaine Brown's story and information, was able after several weeks to get through on the phone to Ed when he finally got situated in the prison, and they talked about the standard stuff we've read about. basically gassing him. They did this at Pier 57, of course, in New York in 2004 at the Republican National Convention. They brought buses in, parked them, and ran them for hours next to the cages inside. Photos of this got out. People were vomiting, passing out. It's all part of the enjoyment. They were pumping something through the ventilation system in on him. Then he reports they put him in a deprivation tank, sensory deprivation tank, which is another classic form of torture, to supposedly try to get answers out of him. So that happened as well. We're going to be talking about this with Sean coming up in about 20 minutes. Also, we have cases here of people with tuberculosis going back and forth across the border. One Mexican national infected with a highly contagious form of tuberculosis crossed the U.S. border 76 times and took multiple domestic flights in the past year, according to Customs and Border Protection interviews and documents obtained by the Washington Times. We'll be going over that report. Of course, the really big news is that Bush threatened World War III against Iran. Just public insanity on display. Open terroristic threats to the entire planet. Invoking Armageddon. We'll be documenting that. Bush warns of World War III if Iran goes nuclear. IMF says dollar overvalued in another attempt to further push down the dollar. Nationwide revolt against dangerous vaccines accelerates. I'm going to be doing a 30-minute report on that today. The Debka file reports that letters warning thousands of Jewish families in Iran to flee the country ahead of a massive bombardment have been mailed out. Iran says that they're brushing off Bush's warning of World War III. So this is just some of what we're going to be going over and covering today on the broadcast. I've got to tell you that I am just amazed by the quality of the news and information and videos and audios that are being posted and the work that Kurt Nemo is doing over on our new website, truthnews.us. And I was just looking at it this morning and how good it looks, how user-friendly it is, how much information is on it. And I was just thinking, my goodness, this is a treasure. I need to spend more time telling people about truthnews.us. I need to spend more time getting people out there to visit the site and spread the word about the site. And in another program note, don't forget that I'm going to be showing In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I just had four showings in Austin. All of those overflowed and sold out. A lot of people were angry and said, please have more showings. And so I'm having six more showings at the Alamo Draft House in South Lamar. If you happen to be a Austin or Central Texas listener, you can, or folks drive in from all over for that matter, it's a great event. And I'm going to be speaking at the Monday showing, 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, and then the next Monday showing. So showings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and then showings the next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the week after that. And if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you can link through there on the site and go directly to the Alamo Draft House ticket shopping cart and get your tickets now. They do hold 20 tickets back to the hour before the film shows. So at 6 o'clock, you can show up if you want to risk it and try to get tickets at the door. And people seem to be pretty successful at doing that. But we've had every showing sell out. So be sure and be aware that if you do want to see Endgame in the theater here in Central Texas, you can get tickets right now at Infowars.com. The film will be coming out via the internet at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members on October 26th, and that now is only 8 days away. Then November 1st, it will ship out to you on DVD, and we've been taking those orders for a couple weeks. We are packaging them right now, and they are stacked on a big pallet in the front office and will be shipped out November 1st. So that it's and every order that comes through right up to November 1st will be pre-packaged and shipped out to you so you will get it as fast as possible. And Endgame covers the big issue. Endgame gets into the central issue that affects society. I mean, frankly, when I get up here and talk about how big this is, I feel unworthy. I feel at a loss for words to describe the length and breadth and the seriousness of it. There is a global elite. They are setting up a one-world government, but that's only the beginning. Once it's in place, they plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population. I know it's diabolical. I know for the general public, who are not sadistic control freaks with a murderous heart, a bloodthirsty heart, who just dreams endlessly after wickedness and killing and hurting innocence and who hates beauty and goodness. I understand you have trouble getting your mind around it. I do, too. But it is a fact. And it's hard for me to get my mind around it and realize that no one's made a film, no one's written a book, no one has ever really told the story in full. And I don't even claim to have done that in Endgame. It's 2 hours, 20 minutes long. And then it's got almost an hour of extras. I don't even claim to have done that here, but I've done the best job out there. There's no doubting that. And it is people can say, oh, well, you're trying to put a bad light on this or a bad hyperbole spin angle. No, it's 100 times worse than I can present. And it's a horrible, disgusting, depressing film, but very well produced, very glossy, and it's very upsetting to watch. But you have to watch it. I mean, I'm sorry. Okay, it's a horrible film. It's a horrible, dark film. It is a nightmarish film. It is a depressing film. It is a upsetting film. People are shaken after they see it. And it's only the beginning. I'm going to make an Endgame too, where I'm going to go into all the specifics of what they're doing. I mean, I did that here, but you'll think it's specifics, but it doesn't even plumb the depths. And then I want to drop everything I'm doing. I want to drop the radio show. I want to just stop the radio show. Quit the radio show. I'm seriously been thinking about it because I could then spend all my time, and instead of taking 14 months to make a film, if I didn't do this radio show and everything else, I could make an Endgame 2 because no one else is doing it. No one else is warning people. No one else has the big picture. I don't know why. It's right in your face. And I could just make films. But then, you see, I have to self-produce. I have to self-fund. I have to release it. And, I mean, do you think I like getting up on air and having to plug sponsors and advertise? At least I go out and find stuff I believe in and think is good. You think I like that? No. In fact, I get sick of coming on and doing a radio show, period. Okay? I'm not a fan of myself. I don't like being well-known. But at the same time, I literally have a driving, burning, pulsating, seething, roaring desire to warn people and to warn innocents and to expose these murdering criminals. I mean, I was enraged at the end of the show yesterday, enraged with anger. And I don't have the energy to get enraged with anger because I was mad at myself. That was a part of it. That was the ignition point. That was the blasting cap that started the explosion. And it wasn't too bad on air, but physically I became overwrought with anger. The drive to physically rip someone limb from limb because I was physically under threat. I realized, and I see threats for what they are, I realized that, A, I hadn't covered it for the whole show, and there I was not going to calls I'd promised to go to, but I had to not go to them because I had to cover that piece of living filth, that piece of detritus, that perfumed, make-upped, coiffed, preening peacock, that un-American, America-hating, Nazi-loving, son of a Nazi pig. Gun control, pro-open borders, pro-everything evil you can imagine, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, if he's able to pass the law that they're about to pass, it will be a huge move toward shutting down gun manufacturing nationwide, ammunition manufacturing, I just can't look at his face. I mean, he is an enemy. My very bones cry out to just, you are a piece of maggot-eaten trash. I hate you. You piece of trash. I know you want to do to us what your daddy did to people. You piece of trash.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 18, 2007, gold, 764, 20 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $787.64, $388.30 for half, and $194.15 for quarter. That's $787.64, $388.30, and $194.15. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are all under threat in this nation. We are all under attack. Think about it. But it's not just here in the U.S. Almost 90% of Brits don't want to go into the European Union, but the government, no matter whether it's conservative or liberal, continues to try to force them into it and then tries to lie about what the treaties are and then tries to change the name of the treaty to fool people. And they engage in all this deception. Over in England, they tell the children, you're going to play James Bond today. Don't tell your parents. And they retina scan them and thumbprint them. See, I mean, it's illegal. It's secretive. It's coercive. It's just out and out criminal. And there's hundreds of similar things going on here in the U.S. And then I look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. We have the audio of it. I don't have time to play it. I've got like 10 different audio clips today I want to play. Schwarzenegger gets tough on California guns. Now, you're saying, hey, I don't care about California. Let it fall off into the ocean. There are 30-plus million people in California, as the traitor piece of filth says. Well, he's not even a traitor. He's an Auslander. He's not an American. He's a piece of trash. But look at Homeland Security. Look at who runs everything. It's just nothing but foreigners. I mean, look at Rick Perry. He's got the head guy who runs Texas-Mexico relations. He's a Mexican citizen, registered lobbyist to Mexico. I mean, it's just we are a nation of idiots. The Bible talks about that. When a nation becomes evil and decadent, foreigners come in and rule you. They come in and eat your lunch. If they're able to pass this, and they're on the verge of passing it right now, I'm trying to get Bernadine Smith on from California to cover this and other Second Amendment groups. I'm going to get Gun Owners of America back on. I mean, the fight's on, folks. Pataki's suing the gun manufacturers. He's got a whole bunch of different suits, over 100 different ones filed. If they win one, that will make scores of other gun manufacturers go out of business. We've already lost more than 80% of our manufacturers that we had in the 70s. Most of the gun shops are shut down. There's one gun shop in the entire Bay Area of California. They've banned buying ammo in L.A. If you have it, you've got to have it registered. I mean, it's all happening. And Schwarzenegger says that any ammo sold in the state will have to have serial numbers and you'll be registered in the state when you buy it, which again creates a new database that nexuses with the feds. On top of that, we have the NRA supporting, and I remember I was driving back from vacation through Houston Tuesday, and I heard local conservative radio defending gun control. And then I heard the news defending gun control. Then I heard Sean Hannity spinning what was happening. And I was flipping around on different stations, and I again got totally upset. Because the NRA is supporting the biggest gun control bill that we've ever seen. They supported the Gun Control Act in 68. They supported the 30s Gun Control Act. They are the people behind it. And you can't get good old boys to listen, even if you can. Again, we're facing the total destruction of this country. I don't want to be on more radio stations so Alex Jones can be a big shot. This is life and death. I want to reach more people. When I tell you, tell your friends and family how they can tune in and listen on the internet at Infowars.com or TruthNews.us, it's because I'm literally assessing, and I get on air and I get emotional, but I coldly have assessed Schwarzenegger. I've made a film about Schwarzenegger. His father was an SS captain. That's the equivalent of a colonel in the regular army. He ran an entire county where tens of thousands of people were arrested and taken to camps for extermination. His dad was an SS police chief over an entire sector of Austria. His father wasn't just a Nazi. He was a SS officer. And Schwarzenegger, in Pumping Iron, but they never put that in the film, said, I've always dreamed of being a dictator like Hitler and being worshipped at Nuremberg. He handed out Hitler records. He went around wearing SS uniforms. He went around screaming at black people saying he hated them in the gyms. It's all admitted. He went and bought the rights, by the way, to Pumping Iron to stop that from coming out. I mean, an actual Nazi who wants our guns. And let me tell you, it's all about power with them. Schwarzenegger would love to take your property, take your guns. He'd love. Halliburton has built FEMA camps. They're openly talking about it. He is the exact, I mean, he is an enemy. And when I say enemy, I mean he is your enemy. He is your sworn enemy. Bush is a sworn enemy of this country. Hillary Clinton is your sworn enemy. It doesn't matter if you refuse to recognize it. They are your sworn enemies. And I don't know how they've driven the instincts out of you that when people are openly waging hateful wars on us, that we don't resist them.
I want you to go to every hill and mountain. I want you to get the word out like you've never done before. I want to beat these people. And you tell the churches to tell you to lay down, to get out of our way.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
You know, I love God, and I love the teachings of Jesus Christ. The churches don't teach it. It's about standing up against tyranny, standing up against evil, standing up and fighting wickedness, standing up for the widows and orphans, standing up for innocence, hating darkness. And darkness is piles of dead bodies and stench. Somehow Hollywood and the culture sold you that the devil's all cool running around. He's got a hot girlfriend. No, the devil lives in a pile of stinking pus and maggots. Darkness is weak! And I'm tired of it! And I'm tired of all these fake preachers, pulpit prostitutes, who sit up there and sell you on lies and this foregone conclusion that you're supposed to lay down to evil and go along with it, and that It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, praise God, things are getting bad. Praise God that evil's spreading. Yeah, that's what these churches say, because that means the end's near. What it means is that you've given yourself over to evil, and you're already serving it, and you're not defending innocents that are being abused, and it means you and your family are going to get run over too. I mean, why do you think the Chicago mob boss Daley wants your guns? Why do you think mob bosses like Pataki wants your guns? And now the new governor they got up there, all these fake Republicans. Why do you think that? They want to have their way with you. And they will have their way with you. And I mean murdering you and your family. I mean raping your wife to death and slitting her throat right in front of you and laughing at you. As soon as they get the guns, they're going to do it. They hate you. They hate your property. They hate your liberty. They hate your freedom. They are aggressive and totally ruthless, ready to move on you the second they can. They're moving on you through the vaccines every day and through the water and the air, and they enjoy hurting us. They move on us every day as they destroy our currency, our sovereignty, our borders. They do it with malice aforethought, with extreme pleasure. They say, my pleasure. And I can see it clearly. I can see them for what they are. They want to come in here and they want to have their way with us. The same people that ran the ops that killed over 60 million in Russia, over 60 million in China, over 20 million in Germany. The very same architects. I mean, I have the British Milner Group documents where they financed Hitler, the Bank of England, all of it. They want to do that here, and I'm telling you, we don't have to let them. You know what it's like to watch murderers and killers and the people behind 9/11 in Oklahoma City strutting around posing as presidents and prime ministers? Oh, I'm so sick of them. And look how evil they are, how they love the spotlight, how they revel in their fancy suits and their hair all combed perfectly. I mean, they're just pure evil, fleshful, filled with avarice, filled with a false aplomb, filled with love of themselves and love of evil. And I look at Schwarzenegger. I mean, if they're able to do this, it will cause nationwide adoption, because that's how it is with cars. That's how it is with swimming pools. It's how it is with regulations. California adopts, the rest of the nation follows, because they're the biggest market in the U.S. What, they're like the eighth biggest economy in the world? And so it causes universal adoption. And they want tagments in all the bullets. They want serial numbers on all the bullets that will radically increase prices. That'll create new bureaucracies to track and trace everything you do, and nexus in with the feds, and arresting people who don't have the new ammo. And that's just where it starts. There's never an end to these people. And the NRA is about to pass the biggest gun control bill ever. It's passed the House. It's in the Senate. And it openly will bar hundreds of thousands of veterans who have ADHD, falsely diagnosed, it's all made up, anyone who has any of these, post-traumatic stress, any of it, cops too, you'll be losing your job. And the NRA is there. All right, I'm going to shut up. I got a guest coming on. Even patriots, even truth seekers, even libertarians, I don't think you realize just how evil the New World Order is. I don't think you realize just how dire the straits are. I'm going to play a minute or two of this and go to our guest, who's had a lot of courage, Sean Cranish. And here's him talking to Ed Brown yesterday around noon, and we got contacted by the folks over at Make the Stand. And we got this up, and Genesis, of course, started covering it. And I'm really glad they contacted us to break this and get this out. But here's a few minutes of Ed Brown, who, and I believe him, because it's standard procedure. And you have to just believe this is going on, period. Because I see these idiots posting on the Dig forums and places saying, we don't torture in America, it's only overseas. Folks, most people I know who've been to prison have been tortured. I mean, they call it pain compliance. I mean, a cop will break your arm at a protest now, and then the judges will say they're allowed to. But they just don't call it torture. Of course this goes on. And fuming people is the most common. They park in the back of a bus and run it. Inside a garage is their favorite for 5 hours while they're waiting to take you to another facility. They call it dieseling. It's a big joke. And then they'll take you from facility for weeks. Or they'll soak your pillow in gasoline or kerosene. You get not totally sick. Or they pump it in. Ed thought they were pumping it in. It probably was in the blanket. So, I mean, the major law enforcement, I meant to call Watson when he was writing the article and tell him to put this in the story, but it's in The Road to Tyranny that I made in 2001. Schomertech, the biggest law enforcement catalog, 3-4 inches thick, the biggest law enforcement catalog out there, has a bunch of torture devices in it, and it says for torture. And they've got sonic nausea machines to break up crowds of people without them knowing. Says you put it in the cell block to make everybody sick. It's so much fun. I mean, these are in every major police department has this on their procurement officer's desk. Torture items. But it doesn't exist. Just like the NAU doesn't exist when Vicente Fox says it on two different national television programs. And we have all the documents. It doesn't exist. All right, here's Ed Brown. Here it is from his FEMA camp jail cell.
Good afternoon.
Ed?
Hi.
Hey, it's Sean. How you doing?
Good.
I had to jump through some hoops to get to you, Ed, but I want to see how you're doing, and have they mistreated you at all, or are you all right?
No.
You're okay?
No.
No, okay. Are you physically all right now?
At the moment, yes.
At the moment, okay. But you haven't been able to make any phone calls or anything, right?
No phone calls, no mail. I've started receiving incoming mail yesterday, but nothing has been able to go out whatsoever.
Okay.
Detention center on Allen, I was gassed for 3 days. One for 5 hours, one for 8 hours, and then the Sunday for 3 hours in the morning.
Wait, what happened?
I was gassed through the ventilation system. Can you hear my voice?
Yeah.
This is not my normal voice.
Yeah. So what happened when they... I mean, did you smell anything or did you taste anything or...
Yeah. It smelled like benzene or something. Some kind of cleaning fluid or something.
Oh, my God.
I was breathing on the floor. I needed the space underneath the bottom of the door just so I could stay alive or keep breathing. I think I passed out slightly for a couple of times during that period of time. I was crying against the door and stuff, and they banged it. The guards walked away, did nothing. Was this Sean?
Yeah, this is Sean.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
How come you brought them guys down to me?
The Dutch?
Yeah.
It was him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I had no idea. He tricked me. He had me completely fooled.
And you so now you did me too. What are we talking about here? Another trick?
No, absolutely not, Ed. Absolutely not.
Let's see if this gets out immediately. And if it does, then I'll know.
Oh, you want me to put it out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
ASAP.
It's done.
On Alpha. The day I came here, of course, make note of that too, and please log it in. They put me in a deprivation tank for 15 hours.
15 hours, okay.
Caused permanent damage.
What did they make you wear anything, or did they...
No, stripped my clothes.
Okay.
Because you calling me, Mitch, is very suspicious, you know?
I understand, Ed. I just want you to...
Why is somebody else calling me?
No one else has been able to get a hold of you. That's the honest to God truth. Even Elaine's son can't get a hold of her. I've been trying to get a hold of the... I'm calling you on an attorney call right now.
Yeah, I know.
I told them, which is true, that I've... I never told them I'm an attorney because I'm not. I told them that I'm working with attorneys, and we have been talking to attorneys to try to get some stuff filed.
I need a habeas corpus to get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
This is bogus, and you know it is.
Oh, I know. And that's what we're working on.
Yes. Now, some of the guys in New Hampshire are doing the same thing as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, all I'm looking for is they wanted to have another trial, let's have another trial. But let's have a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a public trial. Let's do this the way it's supposed to be done and done right.
Yeah.
Now with a setup like this Judge McCullough has done.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed my evidence. I'm not allowed my witnesses. You know, the whole bit.
Yeah, I know. So
that's asked to get out ASAP. The deprivation tank was for 15 hours straight. I was stripped naked, put into a very cold concrete room with a glass door in it. I was observed during that period of time by a total of 3 different people. I had a wraparound kind of a horse blanket to keep warm, and that was it. That was not because they thought I was going on a suicide watch thing the day I arrived here. That's nonsense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if I was on a suicide watch, let me tell you something, friend. You should put me in a warm room and comfort me and try to keep me relaxed. Instead, they did just the opposite. They punished me.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've been cold for the last week previous to that, 6 days. I come down here cold, and they turned around and just dumped on me hard. That really hurt.
Oh,
you just
God.
Told everybody that I'm hurt bad here, and I really am.
Well, I'm recording this, Ed.
Let the whole damn world hear it.
I will. Now, have they let you outside, or?
Yeah, I went outside one time. It's been too cold. I'm too cold. I just, you know, I can't take that cold out there.
Yeah.
This is the Great Lakes area. The
sure.
wind blows across flatlands, you know, out there. I mean, the people have been, I was told they were professional, and they've been professional. But professional in their cruelty.
Yeah.
The SHU here, the segregated housing unit, is a unit designed for separating the people. I can understand that for a period of time.
Okay.
They know my condition, my health, and so on. They know that I have no illness. They don't have to leave me in a place like this.
Okay.
Nobody does. This is cruel and abusive treatment in the longest term. I know 2 other guys that got on the stroll already, and I haven't even talked to anybody, but I know they don't even belong there. 1 young kid's in there, 2 for 10 months for really nothing, trying to protect himself.
Hey, Ed, did they cart you around? Because we were worried they were giving you diesel therapy.
No, I told them that, too, and they mentioned that on the plane. They dieseled me, all right? They dieseled me out to Ohio. How come I'm not close to my assistants? Why am I not back there close where I have my case already built up and to be able to fight it? Instead they bring me out here, what, 600, 800 miles away? This is nonsense.
Yeah, I know.
I guess Ed and Elaine Brown, the elderly couple, are really rattled their cages, eh?
I guess.
Ooh, we must be a real terror to the federal government corporate structure, huh?
Yeah. So what?
Slash Illuminati.
You want to go through the story of what exactly happened when they picked you up, how they did it, what the hell did they do?
How much time are they going to give us here?
Yeah.
They picked us up from when Dutch, he swarmed us. I had the opportunity to stop Dutch real quick, real brief. You know, I'm pretty fast. I'm not going to hurt anybody, and I don't want to hurt anybody. But so, same token, I let it go down and let it happen. But I did not expect this. So when Dutch grass swarmed me, then some little cowardly U.S. Marshal, let's say some young little punk kid, he tasered me.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, they had me down, and Dutch has had me down. I'm not even resistance. I didn't resist 1 second, okay? And this guy comes up to me, and he's had me down, and Dutch got me down, and he's tasering me.
Oh, my God.
And they pulled me up, they put me in the cuffs, and they shackled me, took me down to the police station in Lebanon, the same old story, 2 armed guards in battle dress uniform. I think they were U.S. Marshals, full automatic weapons, both of them, full combat gear. In a van, took me down to the Lebanon Police Department, put me in the holding cell. Then Lane came in a few minutes later, a little while later. She was terrified what they did to her, you know.
Oh, like that.
It's disgusting what happened. But I that's not for public information. Anyway, they stuck her in a small room there. They were trying to be gentle with her to a point, but you can't be gentle to a gentle woman because their gentleness, they don't know how to be gentle enough.
Yeah.
So and then she came out about 15 minutes later, and they caught her up. And they took their usual strip search thing like they always do, and they just spread your cheeks the whole bit as usual. I've done that probably about 7 or 8 times.
Oh, my God, you have?
Oh, they do it over and over again. Even inside, when they pass you off from one to the other, they all go through the same procedure, you know, squat and spread your cheeks and whatever. You know, it's just disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I had to do that once, but...
Yeah, so you understand. But try to do it over and over again. You know,
yeah.
If you move from one building to the other, they do it to you.
It just
never stops.
Yeah.
You know?
Ed.
What?
Dutch, he talked to me for months and months and months online, and I had no idea. And then before we decided to come up, I even told him I didn't want to go to see if he...
You should never have gone.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake.
To see if he would, you know, try to get me to go, and he didn't. I mean, the guy was...
That's what they do. I suspected it from where. That's why I called two locations and told them that we have a suspected sting operation going down here. And I said, we'll call you back in a couple of hours. I was with David Weinkleis. I called him 2 hours before it went down, and I called Bernie Bash and let him know about it, too, before it happened. See, so I knew it was coming down. And that's...
All right, and we're going to break and come back with Sean Kratis. Sean, is that the end of the total tape?
Yeah, that's all the tape we have, because the recording got cut off.
Now, how were you able to get through to him when nobody else could?
I just set up an attorney call, because we're working with a group of lawyers, a team of lawyers, to try to file some motions or a writ.
I'm telling you, you guys need to get Larry Beecraft and not one of these patriot quack lawyers, because it's most of them are feds to begin with. It's all a big joke. They try to give you bad info, but I don't know who your lawyers are, but you ought to talk to Beecraft. Stay there. Let's talk about this on the other side, and I appreciate you coming on with us. And then coming up later, folks, Bush says it's going to be World War III. Oh, yeah, stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Would their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas, or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Thank you.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing.
It's so frustrating to know there are federal marshals listening right now.
There's a hole.
And I hope that they would listen to me.
Familiar state.
But they're not going to listen.
Try to kill it all away.
No, they won't listen to me when I have government documents about what's in the vaccines. They're not going to listen. That's just one example. They'll go ahead and give it to their child.
My sweetest.
Just like the general public will.
Everyone.
They don't want to know the truth. They don't want to know the full magnitude. They don't want to face that we are the bad guys.
And you could have it.
All right, let's go back to Sean Kradish. I'm going to get into vaccines, the World War III talk of Bush next hour. We are definitely living in crazy times, there's no doubt. Sean, I mean, obviously, Ed there's freaked out. He's been 2 weeks in their clutches. Finally, a phone call gets through. You're the guy that ran his main website, so obviously, you're the one the feds are going to try to infiltrate. I mean, I'm not mad at Ed, but at the same time, he can't really be blaming you. He's the one letting people into the property. He was using you kind of as a gauge for that, but... I mean, what does he expect letting people on property? I mean, I made the prediction they were going to come in posing as patriots and do this to him. It wasn't hard. 2 + 2 = 4. But what a chilling interview. You can really hear that he's upset, but they haven't broken his spirit. And amazing revelations that they were pumping something in, making him sick.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's really blaming me. He, he's definitely disappointed at what happened, and so am I. And you know, it was a failure of communication and a number of other things. You know, the infiltrator did appear just like any other supporter. New supporters come in there all the time, and you know, anyone who wants to meet Ed is goes and meets him, or you know, someone else will bring him along, and hundreds, if not thousands, of people went through there. So like you said, it was bound to happen. But obviously, you can't imagine how I feel after having been the one they used to do that to Ed and Elaine. And it could have been stopped just with better communication. But now the important thing is getting the word out about these revelations of how he's being mistreated in prison. The one thing I'd really like to find out is where exactly they took him in Rhode Island and gassed him, because he said it was a private prison, and I don't know, much about prisons.
Now, did you release the full tape or did you edit it?
No, I didn't. I didn't edit it. No, I released everything I had. The only thing that was ever taken out of it was the beginning where I'm actually placing the phone call. But I think you might have played the whole one. The whole one is out there at places.
Yeah. Well, we didn't air the jail guard talking on the phone.
Yeah, that's
we,
the only thing.
We cut that off. Technically, we could play that, but I'm just not. It's no point in putting the person's voice on air
because
they hadn't agreed to it. I tell you. Stay there for a few more minutes with me, okay, Sean?
Sure.
We're talking to Sean Kradish, and he runs the website, the main website for Ed and Elaine Brown. And that website is MakeTheStand.com, a chronicle of what's happened there. This is the GCN Radio Network. We're going to get into their black ops against the American people later in the next hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information.